Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's podcast off on the same note we start every podcast off on, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi everyone, I'm Sue and I'm one of the co-directors of Fascination Film Festival. We're really excited to launch for the very first time in Edmonton. So we're excited to be here. Thank you, Elliot, for your time.
No problem.
I tend to just introduce myself short and sweet. I'm Sue, just like me, short and sweet.
I like it. My mom is not even five feet.
Oh,
and so she like says the same thing. I'm short and sweet, or small things come in like small packages, or great things come in small packages.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell me about this film thing that you're doing.
Fascination actually started in Winnipeg.
Okay.
2021, then expanded to Calgary. So this is the first time we're doing it. So Sean is the other co-director, okay. And Sean C is a filmmaker as well. So it's just been great because he's at the helm of it, and he put together a group of very passionate volunteers to come together and like, hey, Edmonton doesn't have one. We have such a great festival, City 5, lots of festivals in Edmonton.
Yeah.
We're a growing population, and there's a lot of Asians settling here. So we really want to showcase Asian storytelling, the great talent that is here. Local filmmakers will also have an opportunity to showcase their film, right? Imagine seeing your film on the big screen, in the theater, with the community of people who are rooting for you, who are just like, wow, right? Like, we want that feel.
Yeah.
We want to create a dialogue where people go and watch it together,
yeah.
And then talk about it, because some of the programs that we've put together is just like phenomenal. We're really excited for the lineup.
Yeah.
And like, I've watched over 100 films.
Oh, so wow.
It's just like, to pick like 19, it's been incredible. But each one just stands out like so incredibly well. So we're hoping people come out, Fort Mac,
yeah.
Edmontonians, wherever you're in Alberta, come to Edmonton, come to Calgary. We have an incredible lineup of films to watch.
That's
and the community too.
Yeah. So where are these films being viewed over this? Like, I know it's over like a day or two here in Edmonton.
We have 3 days.
Okay.
And it'll be at Landmark. And
which Landmark?
The Landmark downtown. So Landmark.
Oh, nice.
That's what we mean, the big theater feel.
Holy.
Actual theater. Just having that sense, like, you know, especially with COVID, we
yeah.
saw a lot of film that touched about being vulnerable, grief, you know, mental health.
Mm.
And I think it just needs, like, that film needs to be on the big screen in a theater. You
yeah.
have that feeling. And popcorn, of course, right?
Yeah.
Eating popcorn and watching and crying and laughing together. It'll be at Landmark, so we're really excited that it's there. And then Delta is one of our sponsors, so we will also have the ballroom for opening ceremony.
Wow.
So we'll have a land acknowledgement, we'll have Yutwan doing a line dance and drumming performance.
Okay.
So there's a real cultural celebration, and that space is just going to be really beautiful. So we hope, you know, come on out.
Oh, so you're like, I know that space very well. I've seen many a movie there. So are you guys doing anything with the outside lobby space? Well,
we'll have our welcome table,
nice.
You know, the red carpet feel. We'll
yeah.
have our banner so people can take pictures. The filmmakers will be there,
cool.
family, friends.
You can come in, bro. You can drop
yeah.
it in here. If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, thank
it's
you
all right.
So much.
No worries. You're part of the podcast
thank
now.
You.
We're at
thank
Bowen
you.
Air, and I'm so excited
yeah.
to have their cappuccino. Oh, we'll wait for your matcha latte.
Yeah, I've never been here before. It's a cool spot. Like, I spend a lot of time when I'm downtown Edmonton over where Rogers is on that main street where you have like Bijou, Doss, like all
yeah,
those.
The
like,
104th Street?
Yeah, that's my block. Like, that's where I am
yeah.
the majority of the time. So when I was driving here today, I was like, oh, I never really come around this part of Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
My mom does, but like, I never do. And it's like super nice.
It is.
And the vibe of this restaurant is very cool. So
such a nice community. So I'm glad you came out here. And actually, I wanted you in Chinatown because one of the short films we're showing is The Azure Dragon.
Okay.
And Brandon, who is the artist illustrator, made the mural, and it's right like a couple blocks from here. If you have time, we could take a look at it.
Oh, I'm making time.
You see it in person, and then you'll see it on the film. So it's just amazing connection here too.
So where did you find your love for film?
Well, I grew up loving stories. Like, I'm a librarian by trade. I'm a trained librarian. And I've always been working in community development. So I love reading. I love watching movies. I actually watch more films than I actually read books. So don't tell anyone. That's like a secret as a librarian. But I just love storytelling in all formats. So my family grew up just watching films. And it was so important that we have, those moments together. And the funny thing is, when we came to Canada, we didn't see any like Hollywood or like any Canadian American films growing up. My mom wanted to wait till there was like an Asian film in the theater.
Okay.
So surprisingly, the first film I saw in the theater, The Last Emperor.
Yeah.
I saw that as a kid.
Okay.
Which is not suitable for kids to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that film.
Thank you very much. Yes,
right?
I do. Yeah.
It's actually directed by an Italian director featuring ancient China, and it was a brutal film for like a kid to watch. Yeah. But it was so important for my mom that we see Asian representation in the theater.
Okay.
So that was one of my first theater experiences, and watching it and go, wow, there's Asians on the big screen.
Right.
And then we grew up watching Hong Kong cinema. So I really loved that. Like, a lot of the action movies, I love Keanu Reeves, because you know, in John Wick, he starred a lot of Hong Kong stunt people and choreography, like a lot of that is built around that. Same thing with The Matrix, right?
Right.
So I grew up with a lot of the Hong Kong action films, and also the indie films like Wong Kar-wai. Just like fell in love with some of the artistic film, and just like In the Mood for Love, which is where we're doing our concert fundraiser play on In the Mood for Film.
Okay.
And there's music played to the Asian films with Rosalito and Nicholas Yee, which is amazing too. So there's all this connection, and it's all built around stories, right?
Yeah.
So that's a long tangent.
That's what you're supposed to.
Stories and storytelling. But everyone I've talked to have been so open and be like, oh, it's amazing that there's this festival happening. People want to talk about film.
Yeah.
They want to talk about their childhood, their memories, and sometimes trauma.
Yeah.
But they just want a place to like gather, experience film, stories, and talk and have that connection.
Yeah.
So that's what we really want our platform to be, creating this space.
That's so cool. And so the films that we're watching, I've been to a few film festivals over my life. Are they different lengths in films? Like when I sit in a theater, is it like, okay, we're going to sit down for 3 hours and you're going to see five different films in this? Or is it kind of like, no, you're sitting down and picking full movies that you would like to go see?
Well, we have feature films and documentaries that are just a full length. Mm. But our shorts program, each one has like about 7 to 8 that we put together based on the theme and just the journey too. Like, you'll experience it through the shorts program. We have like a mix, like it's called Unspoken Bonds, and we talk about love, different kinds of love, and the conditions of it.
Okay.
So like Ramen Boys, it's really like everyone can relate to it, having your first crush, that awkwardness. How do you get someone's attention? Because you have this big crush and you want to like meet them, but it's so awkward.
Right.
So that's just such a nice little coming of age story there.
Yeah.
But then we have something like The Stake, which like technically it's just beautifully shot, the technique and the production of it. Then you add in the storyline and it's just like, wow, how did they do it, right?
Yeah.
So there's different films that are short in length. It could be like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Lola Was Here is just another local one.
Okay.
That's really beautifully shot, but it's a short one, like the 2 minute runtime, and some of them have like 8 minute runtime or 15 minutes. So, but we programmed it, like Sean and I had gone through it, and we put it, the film shorts together. So it takes you through this journey that goes with the theme of unspoken bonds.
Yeah.
The second short is called Acceptance, and we talk about that. And it also plays with Mother's Day weekend, where there's love, there's strong female presence about motherhood, parenthood, some of those things like Little Shopping Trolley, just about an immigrant's experience in a little shopping episode, in that sense, that little short film talks about what it's like when you're an immigrant and you're trying to like save money and you're using coupon, and what comes out of that scenario is really tense.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like this journey of amazing short films put all together.
Yeah.
You have this amazing experience going through it. And then I'm sure, like, even every time I watch it, I pick up something else. And then I watch it and I talk to Sean or I talk to Gabby.
Yeah.
And then there's little things that he picks up, or Gabby would say, oh, I really love this part of it.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, that's interesting, because I didn't see that in that take.
Oh.
And then when we talk about it, it made me think about, you know, what I focus on. So that's also interesting, because we have our own perspective.
Of course.
What we take away from those films, so what resonates with us. Like, it's just very universal.
And having that dialogue with your friends of like, we all can see one thing, like you said, but the perception, what we bring in from our past experiences, like what is important to us, we're gonna see the film differently. So is it the three of you guys that pick the films that have come in?
We have more. We're part of a national program. So we also have team members that we chat with Winnipeg and Calgary. So everyone contributes into different rounds.
Hey, very cool.
So we connect with a larger group.
Hello,
too.
Welcome.
And so then with these films, I have to assume most of them are foreign films. They're not going to be in English.
No, no, they are. Yes. So
every film's in English?
Asian Canadian, there might be some subtitles, but it is like Canadian filmmaking, right? We have some from the US as well, but this is like not necessarily just only in Chinese or in Filipino.
Right.
The language is in English. There might be, you know, other languages included, but it is totally accessible, and we have it inclusive, so there are subtitles.
Cool.
As well. But yeah, it's not just Asian, but it's Asian diaspora, so we talk about the Asian experience, people coming to Canada.
Right.
We have one, Maltani, and it talks about someone coming from a war-torn country and connecting with an indigenous neighbor and bonding over like land and plants and their living situation. So it's not like just centered on that Asian being Asian, right? It's just that some of these films, it just means there's an Asian producer, there's an Asian director, filmmaker at the helm, because we want to showcase that there's a lot of Asian talent. We also want to create a showcase for them, because they're not necessarily, you know, there's barriers to them being included in other festivals, right?
Yeah.
So this festival is really for them, but the story's universal.
Yeah, story's
it's
a story.
English. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, it's open, and we welcome everyone to come in, right?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a way easier, like, barrier to entry if it is in a language that people understand. And if you have subtitles underneath, then like, we're good to go. I'm coming to it, just so we're
that's
on the same
awesome.
Page.
Yes.
So like, I literally am driving back to Fort McMurray tomorrow, and then I'll come back Friday. I'll be here in the evening, and I'll come check out some of this stuff for sure.
Yeah.
But like, I was ready to be like, all right, get my read on, put my glasses. Like, I got foreign like subtitles to read, but that's cool that.
Yeah, and that's only a small part of it. Like,
yeah.
Mostly it is English language. Yeah.
Cool, but that's part of the experience.
For the intergeneration.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Korean drama, Korean movies.
Yeah.
Like, I think people can sit through subtitles. Like, it's just more of an understanding, and the expressions in your own language. It's just more thoughtful, more nuanced than it is when you translate it.
Right.
And there's definitely an appetite for it. I think that we're in an era where there's so much being streamed that people are open to international content as well. So there's that. But right now we're like featuring, this is like really good Canadian content.
Yeah.
And there's Canadian filmmakers who don't have to leave that can be here.
Right.
Have a festival of their own.
Yeah.
And showcase that. Or filmmakers who moved to Canada, moved to Edmonton, wanting to know how to get started, because maybe they've done this back home,
right,
in home country, and they have an untraditional career filmmaking path. So we want to also create those opportunities. I've spoken to some female filmmakers, and sometimes it's scary to like submit your first film.
Yeah, fair enough.
And this would be the place to do it. I met a director in Vancouver. I went to the Vancouver Asian Film Fest just to learn from them and to experience what it's like to, you know, get some ideas.
Yeah.
I met with the board and the president there. And it's just like, this is a safe space too for emerging filmmakers, female non-binary filmmakers who are looking for a place, because the audience is already rooting for you.
Yeah.
That fear is like, no, this is acceptance, like our theme, acceptance.
Yeah.
This is a place where you're accepted. You can, you know, showcase your vulnerability, submit your film with us and have a space where people are really rooting for you and want to see your film on the big screen.
That's so cool. Well, listen, on that note, we're going to wrap it up.
Sounds
but before
good.
I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Okay, well, come to our fundraiser April 25th on Friday. That is our music concert, so that'll be great. And follow us on Instagram, so Fascination Edmonton. It'll be really great to see you there. And buy tickets to the film.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in. Got to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There you go. That's the show. Good job.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.